I knew that Frosty was in the building because Caesar started crying. There are treats, treats, treats. Good morning, Frosty.
I know how to butter him up. Good morning.
She's here.
Yeah.
Well, there's so much happening at Frost Farms, and congratulations on the brand new sign and that beautiful logo. It looks so cool.
Thank you very much. Yep, had a lot of help with that, and unlike Cracker Barrel, I think we're going to stick with it. We didn't get the same backlash.
Yeah, so. yours has a little more detail. I like the yeah, I like the new side. So
it's been universally accepted by your clientele, by the customers that you so appreciate, and you will prove that this weekend.
Yes, yep, we've got a sale going on this weekend, 20% off. There are some exclusions that apply, but we've got a lot of great new product that'll be on sale. We are entering another really great planting season as the weather cools off. So fall is a great time to plant, and we're bringing in all kinds of new, fresh stuff. So,
all right. And Sonny, we were chatting earlier, and fall mums are something that were on your mind.
Yeah, I always can't wait for the mums to come in.
Yeah, no, it's a great time. Like, if you've got a barbecue this weekend, replace those kind of tired spring annuals in your containers. We've got mums, rutabaga. We've got a lot of ornamental grasses, so there's a lot of really nice color. We've got a lot of season to go outside, so.
Yeah. What are some things besides mums that are good to plant in the fall?
For containers, there's some great, like, ornamental grasses that are annuals. Rutabaga, which kind of looks like a big daisy. Mums, of course. Purple asters are very popular. So there's a lot of great choices aside from mums.
Purple asters?
Yes. Yep.
I thought that was a band.
I know. Maybe it is. Okay. You would know more than I.
Well, and people really need to go to your social media pages, too, and see this great video that you shared yesterday of Rip, and he's offering his helpful, easy-to-care houseplant tips. I don't know how you get him to act, but he remembered all of his lines.
I know. He's amazing. Really trained him real well. Yeah.
No. And Rip, in case you don't know, is a chocolate lab. Beautiful. And he's 5, is that right?
Yeah, he's just about 5. Yep.
All right.
Yep. And he's our good boy.
He weighs, what, 120?
Like 100. Well, we're going to say 110 to be on the conservative side.
All right. 110.
And now he's a star. Yes.
Yes, right.
And he's such a sweetheart. He really is. That's a lot of people must, when they show up at Frost Farms in Town Hill, they're like, where's Rip? I've got to meet him.
We do get that a lot, yep. And he loves to greet people, and he's always checking for treats. And we celebrated him on National Dog Day, as I'm sure many people celebrated that day. So very lucky to have him. He's one of those once-in-a-lifetime dogs, you know.
I remind people again where you are and your hours.
We're right in Town Hill at 1543 State Highway 102, and we are open 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and the weekends, 9 to 4. We will be closed on Labor Day itself.
All right.
Can't miss the sign. Can't miss the sales.
Right.
That's right. Customer appreciation sale going on this weekend. Frost Farms in Town Hill. Frosty, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It is 6:48 at Star 97.7.
It's vacation.